A former Ohio State football player from Canton has joined a federal lawsuit over alleged sexual abuse by the late team doctor Richard Strauss. Ray Ellis is one of three former players now part of the class action case against the university. Ellis, a Canton-McKinley High School graduate and former NFL player, is one of only three plaintiffs to publicly identify himself. The case follows a recent ruling allowing survivors to seek additional damages. Alliance police are investigating bomb threats that forced the evacuation of two schools Thursday morning. Around 9:50, a robocall claimed 20 pipe bombs were outside Alliance High School and Elementary School. Students and staff were evacuated while officers searched the buildings and grounds. No explosives were found. The Stark County Coroner's Office has identified the pedestrian killed in a Monday night Canton crash. He's 65-year-old Ricky Caraway of Canton, who was described as homeless. Police say he was hit by a northbound SUV around 11:14 while crossing Market Avenue North in the 2900 block. Caraway was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he later died from his injuries. The driver was not hurt, and police say drugs or alcohol are not suspected for them. The Canton Metro crash team continues to investigate. SARDA is responding after Stark County voters rejected its sales tax increase Tuesday. Interim CEO Ralph Lee says in a statement that the agency respects the decision but acknowledges past service cuts may have affected public trust and support. He adds the levy was intended to stabilize and improve public transit across the county. Despite the loss, SARDA says it remains committed to providing safe, reliable service and to rebuilding community confidence going forward. NBC's Dateline will revisit the murder of Morgan Fox tonight. The two-hour episode Breaking Point includes the first on-camera interview with convicted killer Jason McDermott, who is serving life in prison without parole. Investigators say the 29-year-old Fox was shot and killed by a co-worker outside her Plain Township home in October 2020. Dateline airs at 9 p.m. Breeze Airways has a new route from Akron Canton Airport. Nonstop flights began to Savannah, Georgia Thursday. The route operates on Sundays and Thursdays. This is the 15th nonstop destination Breeze offers from CAK, including spots such as Orlando, Las Vegas, and Myrtle Beach. Airport officials say the new route provides travelers with an affordable and convenient option from Northeast Ohio. The University of Mount Union has named a new Dean of Undergraduate Studies. Keith Miller will take the position full-time after serving as interim dean since December. The Atwater native and Mount Union graduate has been a faculty member since 2013 and currently teaches biochemistry and chemistry. Miller will oversee more than 40 undergraduate majors and 55 minors. Kent State University has suspended its pilot program using license plate recognition cameras on the Kent campus. The university says feedback from some students and staff indicated the cameras made them feel less secure. The program is now on hold pending further review this fall. The final defendant in a multi-million-dollar tech support scam has pleaded guilty in federal court. 24-year-old Shreyas Chaudhary admitted to conspiracy to commit money laundering during a hearing Thursday in Cleveland. Prosecutors say the scheme targeted elderly victims across the country, including a Salem man who lost $61,000 after being tricked into a fake bank alert scam. Sentencing is set for August 13th. The closure of Saltwell Road in Lisbon has been extended until May 14th. Village officials say crews are taking longer than expected to replace a collapsed sewer line near State Route 45. Motorists trying to reach county offices and businesses in that area must continue using a detour off State Route 164. The West Branch Board of Education has accepted the resignation of Treasurer Adam Fisher. The action was taken during a special meeting Thursday. Fisher, who has served as treasurer since January 2021, will step down July 31st to become treasurer of the Louisville School District. He will replace Derek Nottingham, who was named treasurer of Plain Local Schools. Board members also approved a two-year contract for Adam DeMonte as Director of Special Services, effective August 1st. An arrest has been made in the death of a motorcyclist in Youngstown Tuesday night. Police say 25-year-old Tyree Hornbuckle was shot around 8:30 and came to a stop at Maryland and Oakwood Avenues on the city's west side. He was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center in a private vehicle, where he was pronounced dead. WKBN-TV reports Kayla Dawson was arrested by U.S. Marshals. The location of her arrest was not given, other than to say it was out of the area. Dawson is charged with murder and felonious assault. A new lawsuit has been filed over the deadly Realty building explosion in downtown Youngstown. The case involves 24 residents from the neighboring International Towers who are suing building owners and several contractors. The blast occurred in May 2024 when a work crew cut a live gas line in the Realty building basement. Tenants say they were displaced for about 2 months and lost access to essential services. They are seeking damages and a jury trial. Mahoning County has a new emergency management agency director. Connor O'Halloran has been named to replace retiring director Robin Lees. O'Halloran Halloran previously led the county's 911 center and is a former local firefighter. A federal judge has rejected another legal filing from a Trumbull County woman serving life for murder. Judge Pamela Barker denied the request from Claudia Herrig, saying it did not follow court rules on page limits. Herrig was convicted in 2019 for the 2007 shooting death of her husband in Newton Falls. The judge said the motion may be refiled if rules are followed. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.